Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer gut, immer günstig, immer vielfältig. Kurz gesagt, Frische für alle. Zum Aldi-Preis. Diese Woche Zitronen. 750 Gramm für nur 1,49 Euro. Oder helle kernlose Tafeltrauben. 500 Gramm auch für nur 1,49 Euro. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Oh yeah, we're coming to that lock, bro. It's going to be fun to watch. We got pool play. Got some amateur teams competing in
Love
there.
That. I heard y'all taking it serious this year and shit.
Wait, we were taking it serious last year.
Oh.
Shut you up.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Optic Podcast, episode 232. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp, Shopify, and ButcherBox. We'll tell you a little bit more about them later on in the podcast. As usual and as per usual, to my left, I have Call of Duty World Champion, Mr. Seth Abner. We have two-time Call of Duty World Champion, Mr. Brandon Dashy.
Mountain Buckets.
Yo, you don't know how happy I am that a gift that I've given you has been worn this much.
Yeah.
Oh, that's from you?
Yeah, that's that Amelion
Door. Summertime.
Damn.
I gave that to him when we did the trivia, old school versus new school.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we did. It was that day.
Yeah, so I'm happy to see you where we have a man, Hitch, and you have the man with five, soon to be six rings, Mr. Big Optikax here. Welcome, boys.
Five rings. Yeah, five.
Two Halo?
Did the first Halo? Oh, yeah. The first Halo boys got their rings. Yeah.
Two Halo, three COD, hopefully a third Halo on this.
So you're trying to be that fucking Valorant one.
Huh?
You're trying
to be Brady. Bounds a psycho?
Bounds a psycho? Yeah, 100%.
They got that shit.
Yeah. So,
knock on wood.
Bounds psychotic.
Ladies and gentlemen, as I was just saying, we have a couple of topics we want to discuss. I want to talk about this crazy CSGO thing that's been going on. We, at the Scuff House, we had like an opportunity to start our own skin thing. We're going to call it Optic Skin so that everybody knew like what they were buying, who they were buying from, obviously because of the way things went down. But even back then, like we knew that this was a $1 billion industry back then. It's $5 billion a year now, this fucking craziness. You've been playing. Are you gonna start opening cases?
Oh, I've been ripping cases for sure. But I don't know. I feel like Nate has just got the plug, man. Like he's getting these, like some of the most expensive cases in the game, and it just like for free. All he's got to do is buy the keys. And I mean, bro, I would sign that deal right now if the guy offered me.
There's no downside.
No, there's none.
Hey, here's $60,000 of cases. You keep everything. Yeah. Good luck.
And you get to stream it. Cool.
Wait, so they just gave it to him for free?
For free.
60.
This dude had to have known, like, there's some code behind there, right? That he knew that.
Apparently, this guy, Megalodon, right?
Yep, Megalodon, the
shark. Shout out Megalodon.
It just sounds like a dude with Megalodon.
How do I meet Megalodon? Prehistoric shark.
The only guy who knows him is Arrow, the guy in the top right. He's the only guy who knows him.
This guy's a great white.
And he's apparently been playing CS forever and has just bought everything all the time, keeps it in storage, and the cases that he has from all those years ago.
Then, yeah.
I mean, 2014, 2015, we're talking souvenir sticker packs. Like, those souvenir sticker packs, it was the last thing that they opened. $20,000 a pop.
No, literally. $20,000 for one capsule.
$20,000 a pop.
And you don't even know what's in it.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Brucey.
No, go ahead. No, you
the max thing they could win was $100,000. So I'm sitting there in my mind. Tim pulled the best thing. It was a Dignitas Hollow, which was worth $30,000. But I'm sitting there in my mind like, who the fuck is buying these things and ripping them? $20,000?
Nobody.
You can get $100,000, right?
Yeah.
But it's rare. Like, it's not guaranteed.
It's one out of five.
And
but
then Tim got one of the best things, $30,000. And then the rest of them got like $1,000 sticker.
$5,000 maybe.
Did y'all watch the cobblestone part?
I tuned in like the very end.
So
was cobblestone, the Dragon Lore one?
Yeah, so cobblestone cases are like these like
those are
souvenir
Dragon Lores,
souvenir cases, and the best thing you can get into them is a souvenir Dragon Lore. And it's it's red. And so when you know how like when you open a case and you see all the shit go by?
Yeah.
So like in souvenir cases there are like light blues. Like usually there's blues and
are
then
those
pinks.
Better or
no, light blues are like even less common.
Oh.
That's what it seems like.
So they're the shitty shit.
And
The guy, gems? I forgot who it was. I think it was OniPixel, said, I've opened 2,000 cobblestone cases in my life. I've never even seen a red go by. And Nade was, Nade, you could tell Nade was like, what? Right. Like, wait, what are we doing here then? Like,
yeah.
And they, so they all opened 40 cases. Not even a pink went by. Not even a, I don't even, I think maybe a, one purple went
What's
by.
What's a dragon lore go for nowadays?
114.
114?
I don't know.
They said, they said, like
13,
if,
14.
That's a sniper rifle, souvenir? Dragon lore?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Souvenir, the ones that, in the cobble cases, those could go up to like something ridiculous.
They were oh, saying really? That they yeah. were saying that they were open the Kenny S one. They said if the
that
Kenny
one's
S
like a million plus.
If the Kenny S signature was on the scope of a Dragon Lore, it would have been 1.5 million.
I mean, but, who what, buys but this? What are the odds of that? You got to get a Dragon Lore, and it has to have a Kenny S
yeah.
on the scope.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's
no,
like
no, the odds would be.
It's like one out of 100,000 just to even get, just to even see the Dragon Lore on the screen.
And oh.
Once you hit that, to be factory new on the scope is another one out of a fucking gazillion.
Oh, yeah, no. You're yeah, you're no. searching for a needle in a haystack.
But the tables
there.
Are hot.
And the haystack is 15,000 a case.
But the tables yeah. are hot.
Each piece of hay is 15 grand.
No,
the tables
just...
are scorching. It's an inferno.
They were all like opening like 100 grand or I don't know, maybe it was total 100 grand worth of cases. And at one point OniPixel goes, "You know what's bad, guys, is how much does an actual Dragon Lore go for? We could just
buy it.
We yeah. could just sell these cases, I mean, and
exactly.
buy it."
Exactly. So that's where my mind was like, so they're opening these sticker packs. You're spending 20 grand for the capsule, or you could just buy the $30,000 sticker and take the luck out of it, but I guess it's the chase.
It's the chase, as it always is. And
like,
see,
I mean, all these guys. I don't know if a Titan Hollow has ever been opened on stream.
No, like, yeah, they were. Oni was saying they're somewhat common. He was like, "There's a 1 in 5 chance that it's a Hollow, and then there's only what 14 stickers, so yeah. it's like one. I think he said it's like 1 in 60 something.
What's up, champ?
I know there was stuff that they were chasing.
What's up with it, playa?
Fucking
no
bullshit. Early,
he said, "Are we
like,
up
yo,
early?"
Shotzi said it was early.
Yo, it's a diner scene, bro. No bullshit.
Yeah, 100%. 10:39 a.m. He says we're early. But as you guys can see on the screen right now, biggest case opening in Counter Strike. Final numbers: they turned $590,000 into $100,000. The most expensive unbox was by Timmy at Katowice 2014 Dignitas Hollow, as Seth just said, 26 grand. Biggest loss went to my brother Nade, $9,300 worth of items from $95,000 received. Overall total loss, 83.05%. By any accounts, this is not no Green Wall Street shit. You know what I'm saying? We're only up on Green Wall Street.
83% loss.
Yeah, but they didn't. But to be fair, like, they all won because not a single dime of their that 590K was there. So other than the keys that they opened.
Wait, how is it a loss though? He had 93,000 worth, so he only lost 2 grand technically.
No,
93K worth of items from 95 in cases. Wait, so
9,300.
Oh.
No, but he.
Oh,
I message Matt. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, I didn't even.
But all that, but that 95K was the Megalodon, right? Yeah,
dude, I might have some fucking gangster ass shit in my Steam Deck because I haven't opened all the boxes that I bought that one time. They're just sitting there. I have like the most expensive Steam Deck.
Yeah.
I bought it because when we went to Nate's wedding, Tim and fucking Ninja were just fucking ripping cases the whole time. And I'm like,
Dennis.
Oh. Huh?
And Dennis. It was like a fucking vulture around a fresh kill, dude.
Yeah.
On that fucking Steam Deck, dude. They were just loving it. We were eating brunch. Rip another one, Dennis.
No, we were at the dinner. We were at the dinner. And they were fucking running shit.
Just nonstop, just case.
Dude, yeah. I don't know what it is about these, because the odds are literally so much worse in the casino, and the casino is already a scam. So it's just like, I think it's just a chase of like getting a gaming like skin that's like,
it's horrible.
But there's lore. There's
if you're
lore
playing
here.
The game though, it's so much more like engaging, because it's I just got a knife, I'm gonna throw this on. You know, it's
true.
If you're not playing the game, it's like,
I don't even know if I've seen Nade play. Has Nade
they started
played?
Playing yesterday?
Dude. Oh, okay.
So yeah. I might hop in with them, because I'm not gonna, like, in my mind, I'm not gonna sit there and just open cases.
Why?
For a full stream.
Why?
Because I'm just, that's just not like me. I don't know.
Because you have the skill to fucking spend something.
I'll open cases, but I won't sit there and spend what they've spent on cases. That's just,
you're not going to be.
That's just
it.
Not.
You don't have
it's not my hardwire.
Dude, I'll tell you something. I know you do. Okay, so
what do you mean?
Huh? He's like, well, you don't have it, and I'm like, no, he doesn't have it.
No, I definitely have it. It's just,
damn, talk that shit.
No, I definitely Let's have go. It. I mean,
hell yeah.
But he's not bragging. He's speaking facts.
Yeah, no, but yeah. My mind, like, I mean, we just spent $100+ on our pool reno. We just got our doors installed yesterday. They look fucking fire. So we spent $44 on that. So
$44
it's like,
on doors.
So that's I got expenses, just... bro.
No, I hear you, brother. I hear you, man.
And that's just not going
to the good
the
thing
cases.
Is like you're 30. You know what I mean? You still got plenty of time to make all of that back in like
yeah,
one
no,
stream.
100%. But I think I'm going to start playing with them and then opening like a couple cases here and there. Just try to feel the rush that they felt.
Listen, if you open up dreams,
I hope I don't get like that.
Don't go dreams and nightmares.
Don't
straight
go
nightmares.
Dreams and nightmares.
Wait, what is that? What
don't
is that?
Go
dreams
cases?
Bro, there's cases called dreams and nightmares. It's just straight pink. Nightmares. There's not a single dream that you could ever open up in that.
Really?
It's bad? Bullshit.
Between George and I, we opened like probably 1,300 dreams and nightmares.
How many you got? One, probably gold?
One.
Yeah, that's my ratio also. Out of you're supposed to get a gold one. One out of every 400 cases.
One.
I got one out of 1,500. I think 2K close, so somewhere in there. And then when I got it, I was like, oh my God.
And then it's a rushed.
Look at it. And it, because you know why? Because the emerald's in this one. That's what everyone's
That's
chasing.
What you want?
Yeah, it's if you get a butterfly emerald, factory new, obviously, it's $25,000.
Oh, shit.
But the odds of that are very, let's just say you're not hitting it.
Yeah, I mean.
Dude. But it's the rush.
They can't give you the crazy odds like
I
that.
Keep going down, you're going to see it, bro. Butterfly lore, I wouldn't even mind. Look at that. Butterfly Gamma Doppler. Emerald. There's Emerald. The price on it because it's
I
like.
I fucking love this. I
Wait,
love
so
it.
Which
I wish
one's
we
the
had
fire
this.
One?
It's the top one or the left one right there?
CST?
Butterfly Knife, no. Gamma Doppler.
Yeah, the Gamma Doppler?
Yeah, the Gamma
Doppler.
Yeah,
that does look fire.
Soon.
It's the most expensive
soon.
Skin in the game. Whoa.
Maybe
the
not soon.
Karambit Blue Gem or like a Blue Gem is like, but that's just like depending on like the pattern, but that's just like. If you pull one of those, it's a guaranteed
Dude, I had a Karambit Marble Fade when I used to play. I wonder if I still have it. I don't think I do.
It's probably like $2,500 now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think I have it anymore. I don't know what happened to it. Yeah. I think someone lent it to
and
me.
Yeah, this is what I pulled. Okay, keep going up, Maddie. You might actually see it. Shadow Dagger. Like, the one on the far right. You see it? Shadow Daggers. This one.
The
this
Gamma
is what
Doppers?
I pulled. I saw a gold like, oh my God, Paco, what gold? I was ripping games with Paco. And he's like, no way. I look at him like, oh my God, this shit, bro.
At least you got the Gamma Doppler ones.
Yeah.
And not the...
This is the biggest...
The Bob blue kill. Ones.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You're like, finally!
Imagine you got the blue ones, $155. I mean, it's still crazy that you could sell this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I
it's so
sold this
fucking
bitch.
Nuts. So nuts.
Dude,
the game is so fun, too. I've never played Counter-Strike before. Like, before... We started playing it. We're doing, like, a 100-hour series. We started playing it, like, right before this, like, wave hit. So, obviously, that was pretty poor timing, but the game is so fun.
Yeah.
No, I fucking love the game.
Oh, Counter-Strike? Dude, I went through a dirty Counter-Strike period back in...
BO4, I think?
Yeah, it was between World War II offseason and BO4, I think. And I was playing until like 4 a.m. every night with like Goonjar, Looney.
Yeah, really?
Like with five-stack...
ESEA.
ESEA. Yeah, I got to A+.
A+ is tippable because yeah. I was art stuck B-, and I thought those kids were the greatest players
in
the
world.
But
we were like five-stacking, so like... Like every night, we'd have five people like going hard as fuck. Yeah, we were going hard.
Yeah, okay,
we all had smokes.
I didn't know shit back then. I was just straight running kids. I was like,
"Can somebody get the door?"
We got dirty with it.
Oh, that sounds so fun, though.
I mean, dude,
CS is a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, just all everything about it is the everything about it, the culture behind it, the fact that they were so far ahead of their time that they have this thing going, like it infuriates me because we can have the same thing. We can have the literal same thing. I was thinking that obviously now that, look, EWC is never going to be worth more than, and I'm not talking about worth in terms of monetary value. I'm talking about worth just in terms of its legendary status. EWC is never going to be worth more than Call of Duty Champs unless we make it happen. But I don't think that we should. I don't think that, obviously, there has to be something different, right? There has to be something, a different approach to EWC. Now that the EWC is operating independently from the CDL, which is why you don't see a lot of teams using the same ones that they use in CDL. Hold on. Matt, are you good? That's my brother-in-law. All right, cool. Thank you. He left, right? Okay. Dude... I need to get a hold of somebody at EWC so that we can crowdfund something, some way. Hats, shirts, something. Let's see how high we can get this thing. If we put all of our efforts together and crowdfund this thing, we can take it from 1.8 to what? What do you think we can
do?
A lot.
Right? Like, I think that, you know, Call of Duty as a community, we've been around since 2000 and what, 5, working on this thing, since Call of Duty 2, working on this thing. I think that everybody for so many years has been saying, it's like, yo, let's crowdfund. And for the longest time, Activision didn't want to do that for whatever reason. But now that they're operating independently, like, I don't see why we can't. What is this, Matt?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, these are the largest prize pools. Bro. The international, obviously, $40 million.
$40 million. I would be so turned on.
Dota players are just like,
$40 million.
Dude, isn't their champs like $3 million each? Bullshit.
It's this is their biggest tournament, the international.
Yeah, the international is the biggest one.
Yeah.
$40 million?
Yeah.
In one tournament?
One tournament.
What?
A year.
And look.
A year.
2021, 2019, 2018, 2017. Those are the top.
Look, in 2017, it was 24. In 2018, 25. In 2019, 34. In 2021, 40. In 2022.
Is that just crowdfunded? Is that why?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It's like skins. Dota players probably love their game.
And they do it with the skins in game.
Yeah, with the skins in game.
Could you imagine if Call of Duty did that shit?
We're just so.
It'll never happen.
I know. So we have to do it outside of the game. And what do we have outside of the game that we can do that will make it worth it, right? That'll pay for itself. And on top of that, any profit that goes above that goes to that. And I wonder if at that point Activision would say, oh, hey, we see that you raised $3 million for this thing. We want half of that. When they didn't want to do it to begin with.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get their cut, obviously.
Yeah, but it's disgusting, in my opinion. But it is something that I want to talk about on a serious level. I'm not bullshitting here. Like, I want to put the optic mic behind it. I want to put the green wall behind it. I want to put the Call of Duty scene behind it. I'll talk to every single owner, majority of them, that are the ones I talk to. I want to put them on notice. Right? Like, hey, Optic is doing this thing. You guys got to do your fucking part. So, and I will be the one keeping the checklist of who is and who isn't doing that shit.
But there's been so much conversation about, like, recently in the COD scene. It's like, how do we make our year better? And people are putting, like, EWC, like, a month before champs and shit like that. But it's like, also...
Wait, the online one was $4.6 million?
For what?
I think it was total for the year.
Oh, right? I was like, that is not right.
Yeah.
It's total for the year, right?
Hey, I don't remember. $4.6 million? 2020? No, you did not. He said yeah.
He said yeah.
It was 1.5, 300K.
1.5, okay, 3.
Damn.
Got it.
Which is fat as fuck, because they've been ninja. Yo, they've been lowering the price pool every year. I don't know if anybody's noticed. And they're not saying a word either. This is impressive, honestly. They're getting away with murder.
Well, murder. No, they're getting away with what they can because they have a power over this thing, right?
With this
league,
so
they didn't make things better, right? With this league, they made things worse. Not only did they make things worse from a product perspective, taking it away from Twitch and sort of like making their best deal happen for themselves with YouTube, but also like they systematically, little by little, reduce the amount of majors, right? Because they reduce the amount of majors and the amount of prize pool.
So dirty.
And why is EWC... Matt, go see how much EWC prize pools are for all other esports. And then we check to the ones that are Call of Duty. Like, why is Call of Duty only 1.8, right? Why not even match what we're doing? Like, is it? I want to know why. Dota, 3 mil. What is that?
Wait, every game. Fire is $1 million prize pool?
Yeah. Every game is literally 3 mil.
Yeah, no, every game is. There's
cash for, except for the solo player games, I think.
2 mil for League of Legends. 700 for StarCraft.
3 million for PUBG Mobile.
1.8 for COD. Dude, we should be in the 3 to 5 range.
Well, apparently it's because they don't want it to be bigger than champs.
Who?
I think it was the league. That's what I heard.
That's an issue.
It's because the league didn't want it to be bigger than champs. So they
I don't think that's the reason.
I thought that's what I heard.
Hey.
No, listen, I don't really.
Hey, I don't think that's the reason. Okay.
Dude,
listen, bro. How about we just raise everything?
Tekken, Rocket League.
Let's make champs 400.
Crossfire? Wait, Crossfire?
Crossfire is 2 mil. What's Crossfire?
Isn't Crossfire a free-to-play on, like,
FPS?
Yeah, it's huge, like, overseas, isn't
it? I wonder if Crossfire puts money into...
I played that shit in fucking middle school.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Crossfire's huge overseas.
Who's an expert in this? Who do you think is an expert in this that we can contact?
Wait, but CS2 is only 1.2. Probably same shit, right?
Probably the one to be bigger than their majors.
Yeah, it would be bigger than the majors, yeah.
I think CS2 is the last tournament, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, I want to watch that shit.
But people are saying...
What's the biggest prize pool for this thing?
Like that's not $3 million.
I think League. Yeah.
Can you just see like how much that like
pays?
No,
League was $2 million.
What are the $3 million ones? Can you see how much it pays?
The fuck? What is that?
What game is that? That's...
No stream.
How does the prize pool... Like, can you break down the splits?
Yeah, wait. What game is this?
What?
Go back.
Club Champions?
MSC.
MSC.
It says there's letters in there. There's letters. Make that bigger, Matt. So we can read the fine print on MSC. Right there. Mid-season.
Mobile Legends?
Oh, Mobile Legends.
Oh, my goodness.
So Mobile Legends is $3 million. Well, that makes sense. I want to know if, like, these games are putting money towards the prize pool also. Right?
Honor of Kings is $3 million.
PUBG is $3 million.
PUBG Mobile is $3 million.
We are 1.3.
Dota 2, 3 million.
Oh, yeah. Dota 2.
Yeah.
Dude, Dota's just perma-maxed out.
Yeah, perma-maxed.
Dude, is Dota just playing for, like... They might not try at this tournament, honestly, how much they...
Yeah, Seth, you should. $3 million?
They're like, wait,
$3 million. It's a small one for them.
Yeah, Seth, you're playing like, the wrong thing. You shouldn't be playing League. You should be playing Dota.
Dude, I'm awful.
Yeah. At League?
Yeah, I'm awful. Never a chance that I'd be competing in this. Never a chance. I've been, like, trolling, like, could we kill Faker 2v1? And people are like, no, not a chance. We could have full items, and he'd have no items and kill us, which I don't believe. I don't believe that. I'm not buying that.
Kind of, yeah, I agree with that. Like that's like if like a pro CS player was like, dude, I'll beat you with a Glock, and you have full armor AK. I'm like, let's see it first.
Yeah,
you're better than me. That's not going to twist it, but let's see that first.
I'm challenging you immediately.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Catch you off guard. All right, let's go back to the topics. I mean, look, I think that the importance of EWC at some point is going to mean something, but it's just going to mean something from a cultural, it's what we do once a year. It's another opportunity for somebody to get a little bit of frosting on top of their cake. But, you know, the cake is the cake, period, right? Unless, of course, we win it, then, of course, it's very important.
Yes.
If we win it, it's on par with champs.
But people were saying, what if we had EWC a month before champs? And it's like, dude, it's never going to work like that. EWC is like a month-long festival.
Seth. That's not the problem. Because we're down to 4 fucking majors from 5. Just add another major right there.
From 17.
Yeah, add another major, then EWC, then champs, closer to the release of the game.
So you're saying
like, literally
champs,
at the end.
Push champs back, make EWC, like, push champs to, like...
September.
Yeah, like September.
Dude, champs should be an XP. Champs should be a celebration of all things Call of Duty.
Champs should be during COD Next.
Champs should be during COD Next. Hopefully we get to attend this time around.
That'd be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah, that'd be right? Nice.
Sorry for putting up our dukes, dude. Okay? But there's ways to do it. It's just, it feels like it's always felt that they go out of their way to just do shit so that they can say, we can do whatever you want and you cannot. Because the right thing to do here is not to... This is lovely. I love the fact that there's another event. I don't want less events. I want more events. I want there to be 5 majors, as there always has been, 6 with EWC, and the crowning, defining tiebreaker in case teams, one season we split down the middle with Facer 100 Thieves. 2-2-2-3-3-3, 7th to split it. This is not an issue. Think about this, right? Everybody wants it except for one entity that doesn't. And why do they want it? They don't have an answer for it. And they feel as though they don't owe the community an explanation as to why they don't do it. If they came out and said, it's like, hey, it fucks with the finances of this fucking bullshit, or it fucks with, the next year. Like, there isn't a single chance in hell that they're not doing it just because they want to not do it. Everybody wants this to happen. Everybody's willing to work for this to happen. And they're just saying no.
Yeah.
While systematically reducing the amount of majors. Think about it. Last year, we didn't really have 4 majors, right? We had one of the majors that was a land major where nobody showed up. That is not right.
We had three majors, basically.
Yeah, three majors.
We had one of those this year too.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's not right. It's not right.
Pretty.
Yeah, but EWC is gonna be fire. I'm pumped up.
Yeah,
Hondo P. When do you guys leave?
Monday.
Next Monday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like this Monday coming up.
Damn.
Yeah. So I guess next Monday. Yeah.
So leagues this weekend, and then COD next weekend, and then I think the weekend after that might be Warzone, and then the weekend after that is CS. But it's just like,
can you watch this on Twitch?
Yeah, I watched Apex on Sunday.
So we're doing a watch. Obviously, doing a watch party.
So you're doing your watch party on Twitch?
Yeah.
It's mad.
I love that.
It's mad early. Get some brekkie going.
Wait, it's not mad early though, right?
No, it's like somewhere between like 7 to 9 CST.
That's
mad
early. Yeah, that's early.
But that's not that bad.
It's not horrible. It's not 4 a.m.
Yeah, it's not that
bad. It's doable.
I like reasons to be up early, except for flights.
Oh yeah, we're coming to that lock, bro. It's gonna be fun to watch. We got pool play. Got some amateur teams competing in there.
I heard y'all taking it serious this year and shit.
Wait, we were taking it serious last year.
Oh.
Shut you off. Sure, we were going hard last year. Maybe
listen, I know that people are saying that if a fucking pro player didn't take that shit seriously, they're fucking stupid. And I don't know why. Listen, as a person in charge, I should be like, hey man, you better fucking take this shit fucking seriously. You know what I'm saying?
We honestly should have won it. Like we just lost the phase and then single limb. So that we kind of got. That's the only thing I would change about this tournament is to make a double limb in bracket play. But
if it's single limb, BO7, seven.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, or best of
just
seven.
Just think about it. If you bring that logo to the podium,
be the first.
It'd be the first time since 2019
or 20. Yeah, whatever.
2018 BO4, right?
Yeah.
2018.
Since 2018, since Optic Gaming has held the fucking trophy. We've held in Call of Duty. We've held them up, obviously, in Halo. We've held them up, obviously, in the CDL, but not under that OG.
Yeah, that'd be so fun.
Why are the Ravens here, by the way?
Yeah, Ravens aren't going.
You might want to remove
that. That's tough.
What do you guys think about that? It's fucked up.
Wait,
right?
Yeah, we got to talk about that. Is that not. I feel like somebody capping. I don't know if it's Brian Saint. I don't know if it's EWC.
So the rule was you could only make one change. Right?
One player change.
No, but they were saying they never even got invited to the tournament.
Oh, what? Shit.
Which is like...
That's different. That's a different
can of
worms.
I feel like that's kind of cap because I think everybody... You're just auto-invited if you're in the league.
Yeah. How do you not get invited?
You've been invited last year.
Yeah, what'd you do?
You didn't do anything. That's the issue.
Something's weird there.
Somebody's not opening some email.
I'm confused because the Coovers are right there as Vancouver Surge, right? And I guess... The main thing was that no CDL team can use their logo in this thing. And then we have the Carolina Royal Raven. Okay, well, that's obviously not the Gorillas mates. This doesn't make sense to me, Matt. This doesn't make sense to me. I don't know. Because originally I thought that you couldn't compete for us, Optic Texas. Not that we wanted to. But I don't know.
Yeah, and then the...
Well, this was last... Is this last year or this year?
I think this is this year because it says Face Clan title defender. Kind of pretty hard.
Defender.
Yo, is it? Do you believe it's true, Dashy, that they didn't make a change because they won EWC?
Last year, Face?
Yeah. What do you think? You think there's a change happening there?
I don't really know. That's the thing with teams, like, because the way I look at it is like, who are they going to get?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's what Cell like, told. I said this before, but Cell said at COD Next, we were all eating, and I jokingly said to him, I was like, yo, when you get to Dallas? Just shooting the shit with him.
This guy stays doing that shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Just throwing out feelers.
I'm fucking with him.
Yeah. He doesn't know you like that. You hang out with him?
Did you throw a jersey?
Exactly. So how the fuck?
He wasn't talking. I was bringing him into conversation.
Yeah. Join Optic.
No. I wasn't talking. Just join Optic.
Really spice this up.
Fucking hell,
dude. He's not talking. Join our fucking team.
And he laughed and said, "No, seriously, I thought they were dropping me." But then we won EWC.
Damn. Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, I've said it before.
All right.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him since.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So, or nay. And who would they drop? The trio cannot split up, in my opinion.
I don't know. I think it might be. I mean, it obviously depends. I do think this tournament actually, it does play a part, but I don't know. That champs, just for them, like the standard that they set themselves to, back to back top six, they might just. Because every pro player is just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're playing for that tournament. Obviously, the other tournaments are definitely nice to have, but...
Yeah.
It could definitely fuck with them to like maybe make a change that they could regret in the future. We'll see.
I don't know.
That team's split up.
I am not curious.
That team splits up, the league gets crazy.
Yeah, they start like moving up.
The league gets insane.
But like who would move? That's the thing. I don't know. Let's say if the tree were to split, like who is the one that stays? Who's the one that leaves? Is it a Beasley?
Who stays with each other? Do the Terrors split up? Because that's weird.
Yeah, the Terror splitting would be very strange.
If they split, that's going to be so weird.
Wait, haven't they been the trio the whole time? I don't know if it was just Abe and...
Well, Abe came into the league first and was winning first, and then Cell came in, and then Semp came in, or vice versa?
Semp. No, yeah, Semp came in at the end of BO4, Cell came in during BO4, Abe was playing in World War II.
But they were like Abe and Semp were like the duo since Semp's very first event.
Yeah,
which was Champs at BO4.
No, it was...
Tournament before that.
Yeah.
It was one tournament before Champs.
Workplace stress is now one of the top causes of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce experiencing higher than normal levels of stress. Especially during the summer, it seems like. I mean, outside, you look outside, it's nice, it's beautiful, the sun is shining, there's people running around, most likely in swimsuits, drinking water, drinking sweet tea, having a great time, and you're stuck inside just typing and working on stuff. I mean, it just you have an overall sense of like I could be doing something else. Maybe I'm speaking from experience here, but the stress rises in the summer. At least it does for me. There are ways to reduce stress, obviously, like sitting in the sun, exercising. I always say that, drinking a lot of water, you know, the cliche things. But also there are other solutions as well, such as therapy. A holiday is great, but it isn't a long-term solution to stress. Don't forget that therapy can help you navigate whatever challenges the workday or any day might bring. We've talked about BetterHelp many, many times. The one thing that I like most about BetterHelp is that there's different ways to talk to a therapist that best suits you. If you like face-to-face contact, there's like a FaceTime feature. If you like just typing, there's a type feature as well. Or if you like somewhere in the middle, you can just call somebody on the phone and talk to them. Whatever suits you the best, which I think is a great thing to have. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally. And it works with an app rating of 4.9 out of 5 on over 1.7 million client reviews. I don't even know how that's possible. 4.9 out of 5 on 1.7 million reviews. It's also convenient. You can join a session at the click of a button, and you can also switch therapists at any time to find the therapist that best suits you. As the largest online therapy provider in the world, BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/optic. That's betterhelp.com/optic. Now, I know everybody that watches the Optic podcast is little businessmen or women, entrepreneurs trying to get their bag up, trying to sell their product or their service and really make it in this world. I know that's what a bunch of people tech tweet me that all the time. Well, it's time to talk about Shopify. When we're talking commerce or e-commerce, we got to be talking Shopify. It should be two conjoined things at all times: business, commerce, Shopify. They go hand in hand, especially in the community that I'm surrounded by. All my boys use Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, with 10% of all e-commerce in the United States. From household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands that are just getting started. Get started with your own design studio. Hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store to match your brand's style. You can get the word out like you've got a full-fledged marketing team behind you. Easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. And best yet, Shopify is your commerce expert with world-class expertise in everything from managing your inventory to international shipping to processing and returns and beyond. If you're ready to sell, then you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into cha-ching money. Do you put that in there? Can you put it in here twice? Can you put it in here three times, actually? You could turn it into cha-ching with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/optic. Go to shopify.com/optic. Shopify.com/optic. I know what you guys are thinking. Where can I get some meat? Where can I get it delivered right to me? Because I want some and I want it now. And I'm tired of going to the grocery store, finding out which one looks the best, which one's going to cook the best, and you want it delivered straight to you. Well, it's time to talk about ButcherBox. When dinner time hits and your fridge is full of question marks, ButcherBox has your back. Skip the last minute supermarket sweep or impromptu chopped challenge with whatever's left over in the fridge. ButcherBox delivers better meat right when you need it. No mystery meat, no sketchy sourcing, just better options at your fingertips. This is good, ready-to-be-cooked meat delivered right to you. You don't want to go to the grocery store, because I know you well. If you're watching our podcast, something's already wrong with you in the head, and you don't want to go do it all yourself. So ButcherBox is the way to go, I'm telling you. This script says, does your freezer look like a crime scene of forgotten leftovers? Whoever wrote this is really good at writing scripts, because that's what my freezer looks like. It looks insane. There's stuff in there that I bought years ago that I don't even know. Can stuff go out of date in the freezer, Matt? Do you know? Can it go out of date? I just throw stuff in there and I just hope that it, all right, well, yes, mine does. Mine did until I found ButcherBox. ButcherBox delivers top quality, responsibly sourced proteins right to your door. ButcherBox delivers better meat and seafood straight to your door, including 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. All ButcherBox proteins are sourced from partners who meet strict animal welfare and sustainability standards. That means no antibiotics, no added hormones, ever. So let me explain exactly what happens. A box comes to your doorstep, and it's a box that you chose from their store. The beef, pork, and chicken box is the one that I prefer. It shows up, and guess what's in it? This is all what's in the box. 2 pounds of ground beef, 2 New York strip steaks, 4 top sirloin steaks, 1 pound of pork tenderloin, and 3 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breasts. It's all the meat you need. You don't even have to call me anymore. Right now, ButcherBox is offering our listeners $20 off their first box and free protein for a year. Go to butcherbox.com/optic to get this limited time offer and free shipping to you always. That's butcherbox.com/optic. Don't forget to use our link so that they know we sent you.
And then Cell was joined their team like the following year, but they haven't like.
Oh yeah,
Be like, imagine from Sims POV, like he hasn't played with anybody else that like another sub dude that wasn't a BZ.
I mean, he hasn't had a reason to. That's a pretty good sub duo to kick your career off with.
Yeah, yeah.
Got a BZ.
The grass it's not always greener on the other side.
No, it's not. It's a big risk. Big risk.
Hopefully. It's a pretty big risk.
My question is.
I mean, it is.
Let's go down the line, okay? Who do they? Simp? I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's just like he's like heart stuck on that. Even I don't think he even wants to leave. I don't think Abe would want to leave. I don't think any of them want to leave except for the third, right? It'd be Dross. In my opinion, it'd be Dross in this thing.
Why? Yeah, well, that's kind of what I think.
But do you get for Dross?
Why who do you get not... for Salium?
I feel like you just keep rotating that fourth out. That's what I would say. Like
it's not us.
You're on your third one. Let's go. Fourth one out.
No, it's definitely not us. But let's just pretend that it's Dross. Dross goes to Cloud9 or where? Or Toronto, right? They go movie star core.
They try to.
Who do they get? Beans?
No, like
who?
Sib?
Sib?
I don't fucking know. I'm trying to think of shoes.
Why you say it like that?
No,
I was hearing of some rumors. I'm not going to leak on the podcast. You know what I mean? But
well, tell us, and we'll just cut it.
It's going to be an interesting
on a scale of 1 to 10. Like, how crazy is it going to shake things up?
I think this offseason is going to be pretty crazy.
Really?
Fuck. Yeah. Exactly. What you think is going to
not for us?
What about these boys next door?
Are these guys next door? Yeah, no, they're sticking. They're sticking.
Why are you saying it like that?
Those guys are good. I do think EWC matters, though, for sure, a little bit.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think if FaZe wins again, I mean, it might happen again. It's like the little Band-Aid. Your ship's leaking, but boom.
And it's not wrong. And it's not wrong.
But then another crack shows next year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then one more over here. Now you're going down. Holy shit, bro.
Battleships.
I mean, yeah, I think EWC definitely plays a part, though. If they come out and they win this, which hopefully they don't. We want the boys to go back-to-back. But if they do come out and win it, I think it's like a Band-Aid fix again, and they stick again. Same as last year.
Same thing with Thieves, I think.
Really?
I think Thieves and FaZe are very similar, though, but like... Because you got to think about it. You went 3 out of 5 tournaments. EWC is a pretty fairly big tournament. You know what I mean?
Okay, but what? Draws goes back to 100 Thieves?
We got to stop this shit with EWCs. Like, EWC is a big tourney, bro.
Yeah.
It's not as big as Champs.
It's like smaller than Champs, bigger than a major.
Yeah, of course. It's 150 grand a person.
I'm going to tell you the problem with EWC and why people are actively trying to discount it. Because people are culturally trying to maintain the fact that nothing is more important than the thing that has been the most important since the beginning of fucking Call of Duty. Well, let's call it since the beginning of XP, right? That is the only thing. That is the only blemish. That is the only thing that EWC... If EWC cares about their tournament, about their World Series that much, they should make it a point to do it before Call of Duty Champs. Because then people are going to fucking take it.
That's true.
That series. That is the only blemish on this thing, that it happens before the most important, after the most important tournament of our culture.
I also think there is a, you know, whether it's true or not, for a fan of Call of Duty to see, like, they've put all this time and effort into dedicating watching Call of Duty for its league system, you know, the three leagues that we've had, and like the prestige of winning a major and the prestige of winning champs. And then somebody comes in and it seems like they're just like throwing money, and they're just like, and we're going to do it all the way out here. And it's like, you don't have like a connection to it. It's not like you can't, there's no way you can even go to it. I mean, I'm sure you can, but like regular, you know, Americans or people from Europe aren't just going to like go to this event.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, it's so like out there. And obviously it's very nice for the players and we're happy for the teams, but it's so different from everything else that we've been watching in COD for the past 15 years. I think that's why people have a tendency to be like, oh, it's just the Saudis throwing a lot of money in, you know, so like it can't be that much more prestigious than everything we've done. And but in the reality, I'd much rather this than fucking play at a Belong Arena again.
Yeah, no bullshit.
Yeah, no, 100%.
No, they just got to do kind of like what League does. Like, isn't the tournament going on, the MSI tournament? Like
MSI just finished, and then this weekend's EWC for League. So they went from MSI in Vancouver, that ended Sunday, flew out to Saudi Monday, and then they probably start, I think, Thursday.
Dude.
But isn't that the second biggest tourney, though? Like in that
MSI?
Yeah. So that they should just have that, like kind of just like Worlds, like or League. They have Worlds at the end, just have Champs at the end. EWC, like, I think somewhere in the middle would be kind of fire, bro. Like after Major 2.
It's like the mid season bang out.
So it's like a little mid season Champs who's looking like, you know what I'm saying?
The other problem, though, that I see with this whole thing is that the Carolina Roll Ravens are never going to throw a fucking event. Cloud9 is never going to throw an event.
You have the golf.
Los Angeles is never going to throw an event. 100 Thieves is never going to throw an
event.
Damn,
Nate.
Yeah, Matt.
FaZe.
Heretics. FaZe. I don't know. What I don't know what's up. Okay. The only thing that I don't know. I don't want to talk for my boy Paul. But look, if you look at G2, which is what, Cloud9. How come there's G2 and Cloud9?
No, G2's Rocker.
Minnesota.
Oh, Rocker. Okay. They're never going to throw an event ever again. They haven't. Okay. Coovers? The Coovers ain't never going to throw an event. So, like, that's the other thing, which is why we always ask, can we throw two? Right? Can we throw two events, please? And I don't want to throw.
Wait, which one's Toronto Ultra? I can't remember. Movie Star?
Movie Star Koi.
I don't even know this word.
Movie Star Koi.
Yeah. Oh,
shit. Okay. I've never heard of that.
What jerseys do those? What does that even look like?
I don't know.
It's gonna be fire.
Movie star.
I mean, yeah.
They play Cloud9. I mean, it's gonna be a lot of light blue on the stage.
That is. They're not going to play Ravens, though.
They won't play Ravens.
They were supposed to be in our group.
Yeah, so now you have, what, two amateur teams?
That's what I thought. I was like, for sure, we're just going to know. We're getting seen out, apparently. Does that work?
Fuck's that. What's going on there?
Wait, so who plays for C9, then?
Sib, Kremp.
Okay, fine. But the two amateur teams, Orchid, P7, War, and Omit.
Amateur teams.
AM teams.
So who's getting replaced with... Who's replacing Royal Ravens? Another AM team?
I mean, yeah.
Wait, so that means that there's five AM teams? Like, how? Like, I don't understand. Like, which group has two of the AM teams then?
Let's see the groups, Matt, if you can.
Can we see, like, I know, somebody tweeted out, like, the updated groups, but I don't know.
There was one crazy pool, and I think it was Cloud9's pool. It was, like, Thieves, Cloud9, and somebody else.
Yeah. There was two groups, I think. I think there was, like, FaZe and Heretics and Falcons.
Maybe? Yeah, there was a pretty hard pool. I think it was Cloud9.
FaZes, right?
Yeah.
Where's Riley when you need him? Where do you go to find the groups?
Just type in Google, fucking EWC.
Breaking Point has all that shit, I think. I don't know, man. I am mind boggled by this whole situation. Because I know the EWC...
How did we get here, man?
Greed. I know the EWC wants this thing to be successful. Not just for their... I know that they know that Call of Duty is big enough. Could be 10 times bigger if there was some leniency from the devs. But... I don't know.
Back to Twitch.
Back to step number one, man.
Back to Twitch.
And you know what the fucked up thing is? It's like we'll co-stream. Okay, we're back on Twitch, but we'll co-stream to YouTube. Centralized.
Let's not get crazy here.
Well, fine.
We're
whatever.
Starting to talk crazy here.
Let's not. Fine.
We'll see about that.
You wouldn't co-stream? Don't you co-stream already?
Yeah, but we'll see.
Fine. We shall see. Long story short is that there are simple steps that we can do that
it's a long
affects...
way away. Lot of time.
You know what? I just don't even know how it affects them. And if they just took the moment to say, you know what, guys, as partners in this thing, we're going to be transparent with you. We're going to tell you why we cannot. But you can't tell anybody else. Then I'd be like, okay, cool. And I come in here and I'd be like, guys, we know why. It makes sense to me. Why we're not doing it, so please believe that if we could tell you, we would tell you, but we can't. But that's not the case. And I would hope that you guys would believe that. If I said, I'm like, yo, it makes sense that you would, you know. But man, it is
infuriating.
All right, Matt, forget the thing since you didn't look it up. how was your Inter-Miami night? Hitch and I had a bet.
Yeah, when was that, the 12th?
Yeah, it was Saturday.
Yeah, how was that?
It was good. It was rainy. Good. The meet and greet, when we walked up, we saw 15 people in line. And we're like, oh, shit.
Ah, rain got them.
Rain, because it was raining.
Yeah?
Yeah, but then we were there the full hour. It was supposed to be an hour. We did like an hour and 15 minutes because people just kept on coming.
Yeah, a lot of people showed up at the...
Yeah?
It could have been done better, I think. I think there was... even from our part, I think that we could have done a better job.
Did y'all meet any players?
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah, there was not a lot of it wasn't like as included as like the Rangers nights and Mavs nights, but
yeah, we probably wouldn't do it again unless of course there was some changes.
Did y'all have nice seats?
No, and we had to pay for our own seats. yeah,
it was happening. But we got to see Messi score.
Yep.
Messi.
I mean, that's fire, but I mean, OG times Inter Miami, they hook you up with seats.
No.
We got to get the seats at least.
Yeah, you got to
very least.
Yeah, at least get the seats.
I mean, like
the jerseys are fire though.
The jerseys are fire
that's
for sure.
Given.
Blew out there.
That's crazy.
Maybe a little dap up a Messi. That'd be cool.
That's what I said.
What if there isn't any available?
Even a tap up a fist there? Bump a Jordy Alba.
It's fair, but they should have some aside, maybe.
So after Hitch and I were done climbing all the way up to our seats,
damn.
I look at him and I'm like,
well, "High was his bit.
High.
Second to last row. We were up there.
It was way up there.
You guys have to watch the game on stream, Ace. That's how high up you guys were.
I had my phone on Zoom the whole time. But I look over at Hitch and I'm like, yo, all right, this was happening. We're leaving at halftime. Okay. Or their
first goal,
and they got close like within the first like 60 seconds.
Yeah, it was like really close.
The first 60 seconds they scored,
they missed an open goal.
Open goal,
And then I was like, ah, yeah.
I know exactly how he is at games. He's like, you ready to go?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's the third inning. He's like,
yeah, but I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, it's already 8:30. I got to be in bed by 9.
And then Messi got fouled right outside the box. And I was like, well, this is it. And he's like, I'm already called the Uber. And sure enough, he hit the shot.
It was fucking insane. Crazy. What a magician that guy is, dude. It's insane.
Dude, he's...
Is he just Max Aurora? Like, you just see
yeah.
Him? There's
yeah.
the groups.
Here, we're back to the groups. Oh,
holy shit, we found it.
Back in here.
So this is some... What?
What? What? Oh. What are you saying? Want to?
TBD.
Because we were supposed to have Wait. Ravens for Cloud9.
Yeah.
To be determined. Oh. That other AM team. How does that make sense? Like, the other AM team is just removed? And then Group D has two AM teams?
Wait, let me read it.
We're the world champs. How do we have the hardest bracket?
You know? Group D has two AM teams. You guys have one AM team that is not decided yet.
Okay, but we do have an AM team coming, but we only have one. Group B has... Because
Group D had Falcons instead of P7 Esports.
Got it.
I mean, yeah, now our group is hard. Group C is, like, kind of hard, too.
The hardest is obviously Group D. Heretics phase.
It was Group D.
Oh, wait, not anymore, right?
Yeah, they had Falcons there.
I mean, Omid's probably the best AM team there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
They're actually pretty solid.
Yeah, so that...
That's Mac Melts, Reese. That's, like, basically another pro team.
Yeah.
That's Mac, Reese. I don't know the other two. I can't lie.
Is it Mac Melts? Is Byron on that team?
Prolute?
It might be.
I can't remember.
I actually don't know. But I do know Mac Melts and Reese Vivid. I don't know the fourth. He's probably him.
He's probably him.
He's probably disgusting.
I'm with Soli Girl 714 that Envy should take one of those AM spots. It's like this whole thing, man. I look to my left, I look to my right. I don't see anybody that was there from the beginning. You know what I mean? I don't look to my right and I see Stro. I don't look to my left. I don't see fucking Jason Lee. I don't see nobody that I know. And none of us are there.
Damn.
We're not the only ones.
That to me is like the biggest fucking fuck you to any community that has ever fucking existed in the history of esports. You know? A decade and a half of us putting this shit together, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh shit, this is big enough. All right, everybody get the fuck out. Hex, fucking Stro, you motherfuckers, all of you, get the fuck out of here. We got billionaires.
Be an AC or fire. D could be good. I mean, all the groups are pretty good. Even B, I mean, Gentlemates, you never know.
I mean, you really never know because like these teams that didn't make champs, you don't know what they've been cooking up for the past 2 months.
Yeah, right.
So, like they could come out and just get slammed, but they could come out and randomly just...
They're probably going to come out and get slammed, but...
Yeah, that's very...
You never
very
know.
Right. Not a bad take.
So what is it? Is it groups Thursday and Friday?
Yeah.
And Saturday starts bracket?
Yeah. Saturday starts winners round one, and then play twice on Sunday, I assume.
Okay, so yeah, Thursday,
because,
Friday,
we
groups.
Play twice on Sunday, because we were playing just semis, because there's no winners or losers, yeah. So you just played semis, lost the phase, and then they played again later that day, so it's like three matches on Sunday.
So it's both semis and finals Sunday. Yeah. That's going to be fire.
It's like four quarterfinal matches on Saturday and then three matches on Sunday.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I'm obviously not forgetting about Nate Chat. Obviously, I see my boy next to me in this thing too.
Yeah.
But I had to go out of my way to bring him in because originally they didn't want to be a part of it. I stuck my neck out and I fucking tried. I actually convinced them to join the league. So yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for it. I miss competitive Call of Duty. How long do we have to wait until
long
after
time.
This? After this
after
is just
this, it's August, September, end of October is usually release. So yeah, it's like 2.5 months.
Well, end of October was released last year. It's been November.
Like early November, end October, one of the two.
Can I, as Hexquarters, sponsor a TST tournament and then you do all the work?
Yes. What? Absolutely you can.
And that'd be cool. Like people will let that happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's gonna be a long off season, man.
Me and Seth are putting up some cash for a tournament.
Oh, Seth.
All right. Elmo Twitter got hacked. We're not gonna look at that. It was anti-Semitic, and obviously they were calling for.
I didn't even know Elmo had a Twitter.
I didn't even know Elmo had a Twitter either.
Yeah.
I want to know who follows Elmo, and I wonder if they're like. If when Elmo tweets, people are like, big fan.
Yeah, 100%. You got to read it in his voice. It's Elmo.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah, I don't want to see that either.
I mean, yeah, if it's insane,
it will be Matt, ruined. Can we see the preview to the EWC stage, please?
Oh, it's nuts.
Shit's fire.
It is nuts.
Can I ask something?
Wow.
What is so attractive about this to you guys?
The screens.
The screens above? We have that. We have that.
It's just
screens on the stage and the backdrop.
It just looks very professional.
It reminds me of like E-League, like an E-League-esque.
This reminds me of American fucking Idol.
This just looks like a stage.
Yeah,
man.
This is a
proper... I just
proper...
feel like Dashy's going to walk out there and maybe turn the lights and glow.
I'm just going to hear like, they're like, bro, Bruce. Bro, we love it here in Riyadh.
Dude, that's fucking...
Dude, I love the Arabs, bro.
I bet, dude.
The shawarma there, by the way, goes crazy. Listen, if any first-time pros go in there, get the chicken shawarma on the catering.
No, you
got
to go to the
bro.
Place we went to. You remember, what was that place called?
Cabana.
What was it, Cabana?
Yeah, remember?
Dude, it's literally at the end. It's at the end. You know that big, big fountain?
Yeah.
Like all the way
at
the end. It's on the right side.
Near the mall, kind of? Like the Canes one?
Canes?
Because there's like a Canes and like the mall.
Of course you know where the Canes at with your big ass.
Yeah.
But no, it's so fire. They have a Wagyu steak wrap.
No, it's a shisha lounge. It's a shisha lounge.
Yeah, it's a shisha lounge.
Ooh.
I'm down.
Dude, you hit the hookah, then you get this Wagyu steak wrap that's out of this world. Wow.
I'm down. Because me and
so fire.
We had a little circle last year because at our hotel there was like a shisha lounge, and then it was me, Ernie, I think Damon was there.
At the hotel?
Yeah. Right down in the lobby, there's like a little shisha lounge. We're just there. And it's hot as fuck outside, too.
That is true.
Dude, it's a fucking desert outside. It's literally 12 a.m. and it's like 100 degrees still.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'm just sweating. And like,
dang. We got out of the airport
in Vegas,
we were like,
but yeah.
Whoa. The dry heat, it was like, what, midnight? We were
so
like,
bad.
Whoa.
So bad.
Just hits you like, just feel yourself pruning, dude.
It looks like the sun's closer over there.
It might be.
Maybe closer to Earth.
I mean, holy shit.
Is there science behind that?
Yeah, listen, I do appreciate a lot the fact that we have this. Oh my god,
109, 110
at 5 p.m., bro.
And I think we're going during the peak of summer. That's what it'd be lovely to go to Riyadh. You know what I mean? In March.
In March, yeah.
It'd be lovely, bro.
I'm telling you right now.
You excited to go back?
I mean, yeah, to compete, yeah, but like that flight is vicious.
Yeah,
bro.
It's vicious.
Like, if I could teleport there, for sure.
Yeah. People were like, you guys going? And I was like, meh. I mean, that's a long travel day, bro.
Dude, it is. I don't know if I could do it again.
I don't know if
I could go ever again.
Really?
I don't know.
I mean, it was literally, I remember us timing it. Remember we timed it from getting in the Uber in Riyadh. It was 24 hours, like, on the dot.
24 hours, 16 minutes, and a couple of seconds as I walked up of my driveway.
Yeah. So it was a full day of just on the move, traveling, bad sleep. I mean, it's a rough travel day. Yeah.
I commend Peterman for coming with.
Yeah.
Because he just went over there to have fucking meetings. And he maybe had three.
Wow.
Me and Seth at least had work to do. We were hanging out with fucking Puckett, who is the worst Call of Duty analyst, not because of his abilities or inabilities to be a great host. He just doesn't know ball. He's a Halo kid. What do you expect?
What?
What?
Why'd he get so many shots?
Because he never picks optics, so fuck him.
Oh, yeah.
with love. Like, utmost love. Him. Utmost love. He was my Sherpa in the hosting gig. Even though, like, we got sort of sabotaged with the prompts.
Yeah, we got sabotaged.
So before we move on to the next topic, which is Tim got offered $15 million. Literally, I have zero beef with my man Puckett, okay? Now Maven, oh fuck that dude. No, I'm kidding. Another dude who I have a good relationship with. Tim the Tatman was offered 15 for 2 years to stream on Mixer. Did you ever get an offer for Mixer?
No, it was too late. Like after I had retired, it was already like the deals had dried up.
But during those times,
no, I was still competing.
You didn't stream that much.
Yeah. I was still competing.
Oh, because that's right. And you wouldn't have been allowed to anyway, right?
Yeah. Well, not on weekends, but yeah.
Think about that.
15 mil for 2 years. I'm gone.
He wasn't going to
I'm
be allowed. He foregoed opportunities.
I'm gone.
Unreal. Tim the Tatman reveals to Nation that a Mixer offered him $15 million for 2 years. That's $7.5 million a year. For those who don't know math, simply.
And you can come back to Twitch after?
Yep. And those deals got cut short.
In months.
Remember? Remember Ninja's deal got Ninja and Shroud, their deals got cut short and they got full paid out.
Wait, they got paid out from that?
And then they went right back to Twitch.
Bro, right. Imagine
they
this,
got
right?
paid out like whoa, that day.
That's a scam. Imagine this. Imagine this. I'm like, yo, I'm going to give you $60 million to leave Twitch and YouTube, and you're only going to stream here exclusively 40 hours a week on Mixer. Okay, but you have to do the full year.
No problem.
Okay?
Yeah, no problem.
And then Ninja says smartly, so he's like, all right. And everybody says smartly, so he's like, all right, but you have to guarantee that money. There ain't going to be no, like, bullshit. Like, if it's not something that I did, it's an MG. Guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
And then they sell to Facebook.
Yeah.
They shut it down because they didn't pick up as many fans or they didn't pick up as many users.
Mm-hmm.
DAUs, daily active users. And they're like, we got to cut it. We're going to move that. Hey, listen, the offer is still the same, but we're going to Facebook. Everybody's like, wait, that's not the deal. And it's like, no, it kind of is because, we're it's still Mixer, but it's owned by that. No, it's not the same deal. Yeah. And the contract says it's not the same deal. Therefore,
you have to pay us out. And let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
let's get the fuck out.
6 months in.
What?
And then back to Twitch.
Like, yo.
Back to Twitch.
Those guys actually, like.
Yeah. I can't believe Ninja and Shroud went back to Twitch that fast. I would have taken a year.
Nah, you can't.
You would have taken some time?
I would have taken some time.
You would have retired?
Dude, there, because rumors, his was 15 million. Theirs were rumored, what?
80, like 200,
30 and 60.
I saw 80 and 200.
Nah, 30 and 60.
Nah, you're thinking of the steak shit. You're thinking of the kick stuff.
I'm thinking about bread. That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, I'm sure Tim sort of maybe regrets it, but in his position, obviously, there's really nothing that you can regret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just I'm sure he's like, damn.
Yeah.
And have you seen that clip? The clip is fucking hilarious. It is hilarious.
Come on, man. You want to break records? Let's break it right now. Who cares? It's already over. It already
happened. That's been Nate's go-to. I don't know if you guys realize the little beard stroke.
Yeah, everyone has one. The tick.
Yeah.
Everybody knows Rich.
He loves it. Look, he still has his hand placement.
Yeah, he's already ready to go back.
No, but it was like...
I like it,
for me personally, I had such a huge community on Twitch that it wasn't enough for me to like... leave all my subs and everything I built over there.
All right, Disney Channel, we know that. They don't think you're a bad guy. Everybody knows that, Tim, you've been
15 million.
Oh, my God. Yo, hey, Chad, I'm just letting you know how you got two birds for me and I would have seen you again. Cancel this 90-month sub, brother. It's gone. It's fucking gone. Good day off you, Tim.
I actually love Nate. He's so unfiltered.
Oh, really so hilarious. Unfiltered.
He's like, you guys wouldn't have seen me again, please. I'd have been streaming to my like 40 viewers. What I would have been playing, like, I don't know, with some bullshit
smile ballot. On my face. Just
I'd be like, dude, 1 HP. I'm like, chat, you guys saw that? Nobody's talking. I'm like, I'll clip it. It's good.
I'll clip it myself.
I got it. No problem.
Holy shit.
Can we please, for a second, take a moment, not to relish, but to see what this means. YouTube being more strict on monetizing non-original content.
Oh, no.
What does that mean? Like watch, like...
like watch parties.
Like if I...
No. Watch parties are good because you're offering commentary.
Is it like reacts like shit?
No.
Don't worry.
It has a lot to do with AI.
That's the meta.
It has to do a lot with AI, but also like... it's the same thing that I was...
AI's getting crazy, by the way.
Yeah.
Already.
Bro, I saw...
we talk about it every podcast, and I swear every week it gets crazier.
It gets more and more.
I just see clips, I'm like, bro.
Look, it's evolving, and obviously, like, I'm behind it 100%, and it should not enslave me, but the rest of humanity, sure.
Dude,
I'm a good liaison, I think.
It's getting crazy. I can't imagine a couple years down the line, but what is this? Cracking down on unoriginal content with a major...
There's no... YouTube makes too much money off of, like, reaction... you gotta think how
reactions.
Many reaction
reactions,
channels...
You're laughing on purpose. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like
I'm
laughing.
Even thinking of, like... but I'm thinking...
You're thinking about cut clips. You're thinking about, like, all these people that just... they're just ripping other people's content.
Yeah.
Ripping is... It's always been dumb.
Yeah.
If you're not adding anything to it...
No. Listen, like I said, I don't care. Right, I don't like when people like grab our content and clip and re-upload. Like, I don't give a shit, really. What I care about, and I shouldn't, because I don't know why it bothers me so much when they go out and says like, dude, my channel's fucking doing so great this month. We got 3 mil, and it's none of your fucking content.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, they're fucking bragging about their stats. They're like, motherfucker, it's not your content.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that bothers me at the whole situation. But good. Fucking good. I agree. Because if you're putting that much effort into doing that, then might as well just put your face on it and really fucking know what it feels like to be exposed to all the criticism. Light. Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, I think it's good. I want to know had a good run. I want to know how this shakes out, though. Because it's not going to be React Channel. React Channel is you're offering commentary. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
you're...
there's a React Channel for every
thing
side of YouTube.
Yeah,
yeah, everything.
I saw Zinni yesterday fucking live watching Shotzi, live watching something. But then right after that, he started watching like, Fuck That's Delicious. And I'm like, wait a minute. I can just sit here and watch my favorite.
What do you mean you could? That's what you should do.
Love that show.
That's what every streamer that's not like a freak at a game should do.
Well,
because playing games is just.
I'm a freak at a game, though.
Yeah, gaming is in like a weird.
Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Gaming's in a weird state.
Like the actual performer.
Yeah.
That it's not as.
It's in a weird state.
Sought after. No.
In terms of like creating content, it's like. You know, it's like, why would you sit there and watch someone play the game when you can sit there and watch someone talk about the game
while you're still
watching the game? It's like.
It's like the watch party, like watching, like, why would you watch the mainstream
plus,
when you could still do that?
Plus
but
a lot
you
of
get,
people
like,
want,
the extra like POVs of, like,
a lot of people want their entertainment on their second monitor to not be exactly what they're doing. Like, if I'm playing Val, I don't want to be watching someone play Val at the same time. I'd rather watch a YouTube video or something else. And so, like, when these FaZe guys are going out and they're just doing whatever the fuck they're doing, just having that on and being like, what are they up to now? Like, that's, I think that's more enticing than what. If I'm playing Val and I also have my boy on, or my friend on playing Val, and because you can't listen to it,
yeah,
because you're playing the game,
yeah,
you're still locked in.
I don't know. That's just how I see it. At least.
But I feel like it's been like a long like I feel like it's been kind of shifting towards that for a while now. But I wonder if there's ever a point where gaming just becomes like not obsolete. I mean,
obviously, there's
always going to be people that want to watch games, but I mean, it's been slowly like. Starting to shift over to that IRL React, like all that shit. It's just different times, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's different times.
It's a different meta.
I mean, you experienced it, right? When you guys were streaming scrims and everybody was watching, and then you're like, obviously,
I was
trying
to.
Yeah, obviously, you weren't talking about your literal teammates that were watching.
I was
you were
seeing
talking,
some other people that was like,
yeah, like, who the fuck? You talk too much shit about us.
And that's what I'm saying.
Fucking,
I'm like,
you talk too much shit about us to be, you know, doing what the fuck you're doing.
Basically, said in the other, like, remember the other podcast, but I'm just saying, like, Ben J. Nassim saying I should be dropped. And then 2 days later, he's watch partying me with a coffee. Thinks he's like, he thinks it's all dandy. You know what I mean?
No, it's
so,
not.
And
it's
I'm
not,
just like,
it's not Ben.
And I'm the one ripping. So it's like, and he not subbing nothing. He not even typing in the chat.
Seth, what did Jonah Takalua used to say? Fuck you, Ben.
Who the fuck is Jonah Takalua?
Fuck you, miss.
You oh, my God. Fuck you, miss.
Yeah, you remember now?
Yes, now I remember.
The graffiti writer, dictation, but it's a dick.
Yeah.
And then tation. Fuck you, Bang.
Ranga. I got to watch those again. I haven't seen that in so long.
Yeah. Ranga. Why do you call him a Ranga?
Got red hair.
He's like an orangutan.
But from the viewer's perspective, it doesn't even make sense to watch. Like,
yeah.
Like, let's say if it was my POV or like somebody else that has a webcam, like they could hear the comms, like they could just hear like different perspectives, and they could just like,
and they're
it's
just
like
chatting.
It's like two for one. You get to watch their stream. It's like, oh, that's also keep up with the game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Instead of just like basically hearing silence except for gunshots, it's like it's pretty insane.
Yeah. Now, 100%.
The ex NHL. What were we gonna say?
The last one.
Okay. Yeah.
The what the
at
fuck?
At 1 hour. Oh.
No.
Wait, we're at
I'm
an
kidding.
Hour
I'm
already?
Joking. No, I'm joking.
Are we at an hour?
We're at
we
an
might
hour?
Be.
Yeah, we are at an hour.
What the fuck?
I know. Flies when you're having fun.
Time.
When you're having fun.
Flies been timing by, dude.
What about the last one?
3.4 million viewers for the League of Legends T1 versus Gen G game.
Oh, it was so fire, too.
3.4.
Oh, my God.
Who won?
Gen G won game 5.
Gen G won.
I heard Faker broke.
Dude, Faker game 1 came out or diffed him. I was like, oh my God, he's about to take over.
Yeah,
and then game 2, Gen G won a gritty. Dude, it was so fun to watch because now that I play, I was like,
you understand it.
I saw like someone would alt in or someone would. I could literally tell when they scammed and I'm like,
that's
he
a scam.
Just scammed.
Yeah. That's actually so far because like, whenever I watch League, I don't know what's happening. All I hear is the casters like, Faker.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, Faker probably just did some crazy shit.
Like, you get caught out and die. Now you're in a 5v4, and a 5v4, and you're down in gold in this. You're not winning that fight, and then you see them transition to Drake, and they just have full river control. You're like, they can't even, like, look at these guys.
Wow.
And then it just slowly snowballs, bro. MSI. So League of Legends is this weekend. I'm watch partying for sure.
Really?
Not all of it, but I'll probably tune in, like, Saturday, Sunday.
I might tune in just to see you fucking smile.
So, wait, how good is Faker, like, still? Is he still like that? Because I remember people talking about that, like, 6 years ago.
I mean, they were just in the final. He's still definitely nasty.
Yeah, you know what I heard too is like,
but this Chovy guy who apparently is
next up.
Yeah, he's like the mid that was playing against Faker, and they've beat him 23 times in a row.
Bro, Gen G runs T1 except for Worlds.
Except Worlds?
That's why it's kind of like the aura is like, because for like every other time, like last year was the same shit. Gen G was running T1, at least that's what Ken was saying to me. And then they played each other at Worlds, and then just Faker just aura this. They're just always like, he's like inevitable at Worlds. You know what I mean? That's why he's just a GOAT.
So there's international, which is like Worlds, MSI, like international tournaments. So Gen G, I believe the graphic said they were 1-1 against T1 at international tournaments. Now they're 2-1. But in like their domestic LCK games, they were like 23-0 against T1.
What?
Just
Shit.
It's insane, though. Which is why I think that, like, dude, like, that's, you know, it's just champs. Like, in the world, they just, like, people just tweak. Like,
You see Faker on the stage, you're like, holy shit, we're about to play Faker.
He probably looks different at
Worlds. About to play Faker for the cup.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah,
dude,
but, like, if you beat him 23 times.
But then game one, Faker, like, just put on a masterclass, and I was like, holy shit, Faker's about to do this shit. And then...
Fuck.
I think I went game two, Gen G, game three, T1, maybe.
3.4 million people watched that?
Dude.
Nerds, I was one of them, bro.
Wait, do you watch the snippets for, like, the previews of, like, the, for example, like, last year, like, a Worlds, they're going to have, like, it was Gen G and T1, and then it was just, like, a trailer for 6 minutes, and it was so fucking good, bro.
Yeah, Faker dropped the one-liner at the end before he said, we're back.
Wait, did you never saw those? Oh my god, those are gems, bro. These are literally the best videos ever. The Champ Sunday for the last event, I was literally watching that in the morning. I was just getting so much dope.
It's so fire.
Shit was so good.
And they're speaking in their whatever language.
I don't even
language.
Know what they're saying.
Yeah.
It's like an anime.
It's just fucking subtitles, but it goes so.
Dang.
But yeah, this was so fire to watch. Now that I know what's going on a little bit. And they played my favorite champ, game four, Trundle. I was like, hell yeah, I get to see a literal professional play Trundle at MSI, throwing up pillars and shit. So fire. So fun to watch, man.
Hell yeah.
And it was just hype. Like, you could just tell it was hype.
Yeah. I mean, that's like basically like a baby champs. But then again, it's not, just get ready for Worlds. T1 at Worlds. They just have, they just come different.
When is Worlds?
November? I think, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
Sounds about right.
I don't know. You have a gnat around you. Careful, because they are flesh-eating gnats. Did you know that they're about to drop millions of flies from the sky on all of our Texas skies?
A gnat.
They've all been neutered through radiation.
Good, it's a gnat.
Huh?
He's tweaking about the gnat. I said, you're good, dude.
I don't even there's a flesh-eating gnat, and it landed on my hand yesterday.
Start eating you?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yo!
No, finish that.
You haven't heard about this?
No, yeah,
flies that have been neutered from radiation, and then he just stopped talking.
Yeah,
to come
down and eat the flesh-eating gnats. There are flesh-eating gnats currently in our air here in Texas. Frisco, Plano, and all that shit. Here we go.
What even is that?
Yeah, see, now we're getting into the gritty topics.
Yeah. We'll end it right after this.
We're starting to get dirty.
The government plans to drop a horde of flies over Texas border. Here's why. By dropping the sterile, fully developed flies, the USDA plans to prevent flesh-eating maggots from reaching...
That's what Blake used to call me in high school.
Nah, it was something else, but it sounded like that. Breed millions of sterilized flies and drop them over Texas-Mexican border to protect the more than $100 billion cattle and beef industry from
I want to see the fucking drop.
Yeah.
It's like they're up in a helicopter and you just hear wah, wah, the doors slowly open and just a bunch of flies.
They're all dropping. All of a sudden they open up their chutes and shit. They
find
land.
The maggots. They're all just, dude, that is insane.
Yeah.
Oh,
anyway,
I would hate to live over that drop. Holy
anyway, that
shit.
Has been the news brought to you by Optic News in this Optic podcast. We do appreciate you and appreciate, of course, BetterHelp, Shopify, and ButcherBox. We'll see you guys next week.
Watch out for the flies.
Maggots.
Peace out.
And maggots.
11.58 Uhr Mittagspause. Dein Magen knurrt lauter als der Bürohund. Und dann ploppt der Chat auf. Kantine, wie immer. Wenig später blickst du auf die wie immer mickrige Portion und denkst dir nur, wir hätten zu Meckes gehen sollen. Für den Big McDonald's-Hunger. Probier den neuen Big Gouda und den Big Tasty Red Steakhouse mit 100% Rindfleisch aus Deutschland. Solange der Vorrat reicht, nicht zu unseren Frühstückszeiten.